Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why?
What?
Why?
What? What do you mean, why?
Why do we ask such good questions that?
You mean we're talking about questions today?
I think so. I think we've led with a lot of kind of, this is this part of the script, this is this part. Obviously, in a sales conversation, questioning is one of the most important things, isn't it?
It's the most important thing. Oh. The most important thing is questions. That is the Swiss Army knife of the salesperson, the ultimate tool. Because, and a lot of people think, well, is it not about the pitch or the product or the thing that I'm offering? Well, the thing is with information, and you all know this, you'll know this, I know this, I could tell you a story and you will not take 100% of that story in. You'll pick the bits that you like, pick the bits that relate to you. You'll chuck away the bits that you don't like. You'll probably exaggerate some of the bits that fit your own narrative. And what you're left with is a version of the story that I've told you. And the pitch is exactly the same. No one can ever really 100% get your perspective. Mm-hmm. So by asking someone questions, it just opens up things into their perspective. And really the skill of the salesperson is asking questions so the other side presents your idea back to you.
Yeah. And that's where we're in when we do our discovery calls. That's the reason for our questioning. And a lot of the questions we use on each discovery call, we probably use them on the majority of them. We're not just pulling questions out of the air. Like there's a reason that we're asking these questions, and these questions have great kind of power behind them.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of them, I mean, if you think about the classic traditional salesperson who's selling you double glazing or phone upgrades, they're trying to get you to say yes, aren't they? Mm. They're all about, you know, have you got a minute? Have I caught you at a good time? I thought, you know, it's all leaning on getting a yes response from you. Our questions are typically leaning on getting no response from you, because you can give a counterfeit yes, like a throwaway yes, just to end the suffering. People in prison cells that have not done a crime will say yes to get out of the interrogation to something they haven't even done. So yeah. You will say yes under duress, whereas no, allowing someone to say no, giving someone the safety to say no, there's some safety in that. Human beings find some comfort in, you know, I respect that you've given me that chance to say no, and now I'll potentially defend it.
Yeah, less pressure. I think from when I joined like a sales company, when I was maybe a lot younger in my early 20s, and they were like, you've got to get someone to say yes 7 times, and then that will lead to the big yes at the end. And actually, that's bullshit. Like, because like what you're saying is, I read a story on LinkedIn about a guy getting someone on a call, and someone said, yeah, this sounds great, let's do a demo. The second, and they said, when? They said, let's do it now. The second she hung up, she ghosted them. She just disappeared. People yeah. say yes, because it goes back to that thing. It's all right to lie to someone in sales. Like, I have it all the time. Like, someone will say, and this is why questioning comes up. And like, you say, are you sure? Do you just want to say no now and leave it? And they're like, no, no, no. And you can really get them to defend themselves, because it's so easy for someone to say yes and just throw it away like a comment. But when you gain that no, or they defend it, like you just mentioned there, there's something really valuable in it, which is why you will see a higher success rate when it comes to selling.
Yeah, exactly. Even the like email follow-ups and things like that, you would start out in sales and you would think, like, I'll go back and got this great value to add to you. They've got this extra thing, but it's value, like unqualified value. You don't yeah. know that the other person's going to find that valuable, and you just keep going back and like, maybe I could do this for you. Maybe I could do this. You're not going to believe it. I'm going to be, it's all this like positive headspace nonsense. And really the best response you can get from someone is saying, have you given up on this? And they're like, well, yes, I have. Or no, I haven't given up on it at all. Actually, we're looking at it, and I'll said I'd get back to you at this day. And but if you just keep bombarding people with positive noise, it feels inauthentic.
So I agree.
Hit me then, Jack, with some of your favorite questions that you use on various different calls, and tell me what happens when you use them.
I really like one that we were speaking about, is like, okay, so these are the next. Obviously, you push for an answer there, and you say, okay. They say, listen, I need to sit down with the other business partner. I've got the say, but I need to sit down with someone else. That's always a good one. I've got 100% the say, but I just want to go and sit with that bloke and ask him as well. Right, okay, of course you do. But you did say that you were the only decision maker. Yeah, I am, but I also need to ask. I need to check in with my nan. Right, okay. And you say, okay, so let's have a phone call. Let's have a Zoom call next Wednesday once you've spoken to them. And what should I do if you don't turn up? So you hit them with that and you really get that defense. Well, no, obviously I'm going to turn up. Yeah, okay, that's absolutely fair. What should I do if you don't? Well, no, I will turn up. And if for some reason and you get that defense of, no, I'm going to be there and I'm going to tell you, and you can push it and say, would you just rather say no now? No, 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 I'm not saying no. I just need to check it over. Right, okay, but you did say, and then you can lead it back, but you did say you were the decision maker, didn't you? Well, yeah. So do you just want to say no? And then it's kind of that push away where they get a bit defensive. What's one of yours?
Yeah. One of mine that I like is when you're sort of in the midst of the fact-finding, prospecting part, there's always a bit of, find out the situation, and the arc is like this, the way I imagine it in my head. And then there's a bit in the middle where they've got to defend it a bit. So it's almost like they've got to convince me. So they're doing a good job of qualifying themselves, but then it's convince me that you need me to help you a bit. So a question that I always ask is, what happens if you just do nothing?
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Well, you know, we'll stand still a bit with the prospecting. But sometimes what you actually find out is we'll probably just carry on and we do really good on word of mouth or referrals and things probably stay the same. Okay, it sounds like realistically you probably hit these same goals by doing nothing. Well, we'd hit the same goals, yeah, but we're not after the same goals. Why not? What's the problem with hitting the same goals? And it's this line of question that just really defend that bit there, because you've told me that you might need my help. I'm telling you, you're in a much more fortunate position than people who really benefit from this. Mm. So persuade me.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? The way that we look at meetings, and the reason I think we have such success for our clients, is we're not going in begging for someone's 5 minutes of their time. We say, look, we've got this solution. Do you need it? Yeah. Prove it.
Yeah.
And it's not putting a prospect on a pedestal and begging for their business or their time. It's saying, if you think this is something that you could actually use, it's that why. It's like every time you ask why, another layer of the onion opens up until you get to the actual root. And then you're just like, that's why. It's not just because you've got goals. It's because you're desperate for this promotion that you've been promised by your boss who's been dangling a carrot for 3 years. But if you get to this point, then you're finally going to get that. And then you can buy that Ferrari because you're having a midlife crisis and you're going bald. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry. Mate. No, I'm not going bald.
No, not you. I didn't mean...
And this luscious head of curls.
You're not having a midlife crisis anyway. It's fine. But I'm just saying, the real why, it's finding that why. And discovery, the amount of discovery calls I've been on for products for us, or like I've sat for other clients and other clients have asked me to go and sit discovery calls and get them the right products so they don't feel like they're being sold to by shysters or whatever. They go, okay, let's do a cover. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Yeah. And what do you want? Yeah. Okay. Well, you don't know what I am. You've not asked me anything. Like,
oh, I know. I spoke to someone the other day about a speaking opportunity, a paid speaking opportunity. And in the end, I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. There's no, I thought it was free. Silly me.
Yeah.
But anyway, they called me about it. We were chatting and then they hit me in with the price and, you know, I'll call back next week and find out what you thought about that. And it was all based on the price, but I was quite interested in the speaking opportunity. And she, I'm narrowing the pot down a bit here, but she didn't really find out why I was interested. And perhaps by finding out why, you could have offset a few things about, really, I just didn't want to pay for it. I don't feel like I should pay for that. But the point I'm making is a lot of people will just think there's this kind of base value. People make decisions on money, which obviously they do, but there's the reason why they make decisions on money, because they're worried about a bigger thing, or they're worried about cash flow, or they're worried about there's lots and lots of different pieces of that puzzle. And by just getting yeses off people, anyone can just give you a yes just to get you off the phone. So I would obviously this could be an hour long podcast about questions and questioning strategy, but hopefully paints a picture for people.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm Elise Hugh, host of the podcast TED Talks Daily. For more than 20 years, Paylocity has been leading the way with cutting-edge work solutions like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
You're free now, free to fill your feed with impossibly chonky chonkers who chonk harder than you ever thought possible.
Cats, corgis, babies, baby penguins, baby pandas, chunky baby pandas.
Free to make your smart devices do silly things. Free to open a world of remote work and a portal into Gametopia.
Who's the boss now?
Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber internet. Quantum Fiber, your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability, service in select locations only.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.